as you can handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday, the 18th day of September, year of our Lord, 2017. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you, if you don't have one, to get yourself a mechanical and automatic wristwatch. They're called automatic wristwatch. It does not have a battery, so EMP won't affect it, and you don't need to worry about changing batteries. There are a couple of selections at my website at thelibertyman.com under John's Survival and Tactical Gear. One I'm looking at right now is the Invicta Pro Diver. It's less than $80, and it's shipping included if you're a Prime member with Amazon. And pretty nice watch. Looks very similar to my Rolex Submariner for about a little more than 1% of the price of a Rolex. A wristwatch that is not subject to EMP would be a good thing to have in a grid-down tactical situation. You need to check that out. Also, before we get to our special guest, please pray for my hometown, St. Louis. Last night was the third night of violence in the city of St. Louis. No fatality so far. The demonstrations last night were the biggest and worst of the 3 days. 1,000 people out in the streets, 80 people arrested. Some property damage. And I was hoping this would be over Saturday night, but once it went into Sunday, all bets are off. The protesters are well organized, and they've been hitting multiple locations at the same time to keep the police running hither and yon, trying to keep up with the various protests in shopping malls and intersections of streets, and attempting to shut down interstate highways. So please pray for our hometown, St. Louis, my hometown, St. Louis, that they will get through this with no serious property damage, no loss of life. We have patient Wendy Greenroom, my friend Jimmy Gensling. Jimmy is the proprietor, the CEO of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is deserteagleshooters.com. We're going to talk about matters related to firearms and the gun culture. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, sir. And yes, been praying for your community. actually, when I first heard about the out here in New Mexico, the first news that we got was that the judge was about to make a decision. And anytime I hear those words, I sit there and I kind of cringe. But, you know, we were hoping for peace and understanding and things like that, and just, it, of course, it doesn't happen.
Of course not. Of course not. Well, yeah. These agitators are probably being paid by George Soros, probably received training from Soros-related trainers. I got one update Saturday. I'll be getting another one in a day or so from somebody who has inside information on this. But it could get much worse if the Soros people choose it to get worse. And we shall see.
Oh, man. Well, that, you know, that we had a gun show in Alamogordo this weekend. And very fruitful, a lot of fun. That is one gun show that is kind of like old home week for me. And I say that with a tongue-in-cheek because that was the second gun show that Teresa and I ever did when we started doing the gun show circuit. And a lot of vendors there and everything giving us tips, realizing we were new, and, you know, commenting on this, commenting on that, and, you know, friendly critique and friendly information. And it was an interesting conversation for the whole thing because it went to St. Louis. It went to self-defense. I had several people looking at body armor and others looking at different ways of carrying extra magazines and such. And I had one gentleman ask me, he says, you know, well, I see that you carry, you know, your pistol in a cross draw, you know, why? And I explained to him, well, my arms are too long. If you carry it on a belt, any kind of like that on the right side, since I'm a right-handed person, it is an extra motion for me to pull that thing up to clear. And demonstrated, you know, cross draw, and he sat there and started thinking about it. So, you know, the fun part about gun shows is it's education on both sides.
Right.
We get educated by people with questions and comments about what we carry, and then we in turn get to educate some people because of questions they ask us about how or why we do something.
Right. Well, another advantage of cross draw is when you're in a seated position, whether in a restaurant or in a motor vehicle, it's far easier than a strong side draw.
Exactly.
Which in a seated position where you've got the seat back behind you, wider than your body, there's no place for your elbow to go. So it's difficult.
No, and you know, he was looking at my holster and was, you know, just trying to figure out how he could do that. And I says, well, there's a couple of different ways you can do it. You can actually, some manufacturers will sell left and right-handed holsters. And if you look at them and find one you like, look, if you're right-handed, look at a left-handed holster. And if you put it on the right side, depending on how the holster is designed, it can become a cross draw for a right-handed person. And just different conversations on stuff like that. And then I had another gentleman ask me, you know, well, how come you carry three extra magazines? And I sat there, and I know why. And it had been a long time since I'd been asked that question. And I looked at him, and I said, mall shootings. And he looked at me and goes, what? And I says, if I'm in a mall or if I'm in a heavily populated area or whatever, and we get a mass shooter come out, I says, I can guarantee you, as good as I think I am, I'm not going to hit him the first time. And I said, there's going to be a lot of things come, you know, into play. So I would much rather have, you know, three full magazines when it's all over, if I was ever in that situation, than to have one empty one and wishing I had a second. So different conversations here and there, and something I'd like to talk to you about a little bit today, and I'm going to need some input from you because of where you are, and your teaching. But with what's going on in St. Louis, and we know it's going to spread, it's already starting to spread. There were reports we were listening to on the radio coming home of incidents in Dallas, Fort Worth area, related to this St. Louis story. And, of course, Chicago's got incidents related to this story, riots and things. And you and I both know, with the organizers doing their part, it's going to spread, and they're going to use it to the full extent that they can. And I'm sorry, folks. Someone tries to run over a cop and leads him on a high-speed chase and gets shot at the end of it, I don't feel for them. You know, well, they say stop,
it wasn't, it wasn't just a someone. He was a convicted heroin dealer.
Right. And, well, I was, you know, even if it was just a someone, they'd do that and you know, try to run over a cop, hit a police car, high-speed chase. When it comes down to the end, if they get shot, I'm sorry. I don't have any remorse for them. Even if you are a convicted felon, if the cop says stop and there's more than one of them, listen, I would rather, you know, this person take his chances in court.
Right.
Then,
well,
but,
they,
you know,
let me give you a little
individuals in danger.
Let me give you a little help here. Let me give you a little help here, Jimmy. The,
yes, sir.
Prosecuting attorney did what they did to prosecute this man, knowing that they wanted a certain outcome. Now, I've been part of quite a few, well, hundreds of criminal matters. A prosecutor has a lot of discretion, complete discretion on what to charge somebody with. Now, they could have chosen to charge this man with, I should say, what they asked. I got this backwards. They have their choice of what they put in the pleadings in terms of the giving the judge, there was no jury in this case, giving the judge options in terms of what to find the man guilty or innocent of. They chose to only give the judge one option. That was guilty or not guilty of first-degree murder, which is premeditated murder. What they could have done, and they did not do, was give the judge the option of second-degree murder or manslaughter, which what the judge may have found the man guilty, the police officer guilty of manslaughter. But that was not an option. The burden of proof for first-degree murder, premeditated murder, is a very high standard, and it's meant to be, and it should be. The circumstances did not meet that standard for first-degree murder for this former police officer. Therefore, the judge found the man not guilty. And that's what the prosecutor wanted. They wanted this man to walk. They wanted this police officer to walk away from this thing with no conviction. Second-degree murder is a lower standard, and manslaughter is a fairly low hurdle to overcome for a conviction. But those were not options for the judge, so the judge had basically no choice under those circumstances but to find the former officer, not guilty. That's what the prosecutor wanted. Now, mm-hmm. If you know how the system works, and I do, since I've been part of it for 40 years, I know exactly what the prosecutor did, why they did it, and they achieved their goal. And
right.
I say that's a good outcome.
And, well, we were listening to it on the way over to the gun show Friday, and Teresa, I can't remember how she worded it, but she was basically questioning if he did something wrong and everything, couldn't the prosecutor have proven it? Because, you know, we're getting all the second and third and fourth hand in the opinion on news. And I told her, I says, because the prosecutor wanted him to get off because of, like you just stated, you know, first-degree murder means that he planned to do this before he ever pulled the guy over. That's where it would have to start.
Right.
And she understood totally, and she goes, well, why did they charge him with that and nothing else? And I says, because they wanted him off. The cop did nothing wrong.
Right.
And
right.
That was the only way that they could have a trial and ensure that he was going to walk.
Right.
And then, you know, my wife's a smart cookie, and she sat there and she goes, well, it sounds like they knew that the cop was protecting himself. And I said, exactly. They knew the situation. I mean, it was all over police scanners. People had recorded stuff when they were going. So everybody knew what was going on. And that's how some of the conversations went at the gun show this weekend. And we had one person that was, we were discussing it, and this guy was listening, and he goes, well, what, you know, say you're the person, not the police officer, but you're just you or me, and some situation like this comes up, and you're threatened like that. He says, what do you do? And I says, the first thing I would do is I would be thankful that I had insurance. And I explained to him, I says, look, I says, anybody that carries a handgun for protection or owns a handgun at the house for protection or anything else should really have insurance, like the second call defense insurance, because no matter what happens, there's going to be civil cases now against this cop. And if they haven't already been filed and started, they're going to be.
No, well, they won't, because the parents of the deceased were compensated already. The quote-unquote fiance has no standing, really, and that's, you know, that's not going to happen. I think it's over as far as any legal process.
Okay, I was not aware of that.
Right,
but and that's another problem with our nation now. Why do you compensate the family of a crook? Another whole show, probably one that could go for a year. But if an individual has to, even in your own home, even on your own front porch, there's a couple of cases out there right now. Retired military, his daughter had dated a kid, and come to find out he was the ultimate sleazebag, and she broke it off. And the kid and a couple of his friends came to their house demanding that she go out on a date with him. And the father got involved, and the kid threw a punch, and the other one pulled a knife, and the dad shot two of them, I think, and the third one ran. And they're prosecuting the dad for attempted murder.
Yep.
And, the you know, they had a security system in this particular instance, so everything was on the video.
Right.
And they're still having to go through the court costs and all this other crap.
Oh, yes.
And the insurance, I learned something out talking to one of our customers that is going to change. This new NRA, carry guard insurance, I learned something about that, John, that's very disturbing. The with the second call defense, they pick up all of the legal fees from day one. And all of the lawyers that are in their network are firearms lawyers. You know, they're pro Second Amendment, they're pro gun owner, and they've tried many of these cases. I learned something about that new carry guard, that you're in an instance and you call the number and they give you a number of attorneys in your area. They haven't vetted these people, so they're not really sure exactly what their expertise is, but they say, okay, here's $50,000 for your attorney. And right there, and this guy showed me in his paperwork, that's all he gets until the trial is over. That's with this new insurance that NRA's got, you get $50,000. That's to cover the retainer on your attorney, expert witnesses, court filing fees, subpoena fees, whatever else is in, that's all they get until the case is adjudicated.
And then what happens?
And if he is acquitted, then the insurance pays everything off. If it is a hung jury, or what's the other one? Anyway, if he is not...
hold that thought. Hold that thought, Jimmy. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news?
Nutramedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 18th of September. Before the break, Jimmy, you were talking about the this NRA insurance and your thoughts on and the comments on the payout schedule that they've got set up. Let's go. Let's finish up that thought. Jimmy, take it off mute. Hello.
Thank you, sir. Okay, that's my one time for the day. This gentleman was talking to me about it and everything, and he was looking for an alternate insurance. So we gave him the sheets on ours. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to see what we're talking about, you can go to my webpage, DesertEagleShooters.com. On the left side, there is a little banner. It says Second Call Defense, and you can click on that and go to the webpage there. It'll take you right over to Second Call Defense. And you can look at the different programs and everything. And affordable is an understatement. It really is. But anyway, getting back to this gentleman, he was looking at it and everything, and the only way that they pick up the rest of the tab for this court case and everything, it states that when you are acquitted, and that kind of confused him, so he called the phone number on it, the customer service line, and talked to him, and it says that finally, about three or four people have finally got someone that was knowledgeable that could explain it to him, and the only thing that he was entitled to was the limit of his coverage in it, and if it went over that, it was his responsibility to take care of anything that went over his limit. And the other thing was he had to be acquitted. And he said that the person he was talking to was very, very good, because he would question him about it. And he says, well, yeah, as soon as you're, you know, when you're acquitted, the attorney sends all the bills and everything to us, and the insurance takes care of it and all. And when you're acquitted, and he asked the guy point blank, and he says, well, what happens if it is a hung jury or, I'm trying to think of the other one, or dismissed. That's what it was. If it was a hung jury or if it was just dismissed. And he goes, well, then you got your bills and everything. It's not covered. And this guy, he's, yeah. And I'm like, you're serious about that? He goes, yeah. He says, that's why I canceled it. And he says, I may should have gotten something before I canceled it and then canceled it. He says, I canceled it right there. And he took our information, is going to go home and look at it. But it really, really surprised me with all of this hoopla that they're putting out on the news. And at the NRA convention, where Second Call Defense and USCCA both had booths, every year at that, since they were launching the Carry Guard, they canceled Second Call Defense, USCCA, and I think there was a couple of others, smaller companies. They just canceled their booths and says, no, we don't need you. We've got our own now. And
well, that's a good way to guarantee monopoly, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And all the second, if you notice, and I don't get any of the NRA magazines, haven't for years, let my membership lapse, which I do need to get that back up. But from what I understand, there no longer is any USCCA advertisements or Second Call Defense or anybody else's insurance advertisements in any of the NRA magazines. Again, I think that's very stupid. But ladies and gentlemen, if you are going to carry for home protection, for protection when you travel, if you're at home, well, that's something I'll talk about in a little bit. Really seriously look into the insurance, even if it's just the very basic model, and I think that's like around $14 a month or whatever for individual. Take a good look at it, because if you're, let's say it's a justifiable shooting from the word go, guaranteed if the person dies or is seriously injured, the crook's family is going to sue you. And they think it's their right. Even though their kid was a piece of dirt, they're going to sue you. So something to look at, something to just, you know, very seriously consider and discuss with your family, your spouse, and look at very seriously, because what's going on there in St. Louis right now, no telling when any of those individuals are going to have to defend themselves. And all that's going to do is add fuel for the fire for the other side.
Right. And well, the protesters have avoided the Asian business district because the Asians are known to defend their businesses. Hopefully that will continue. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much. All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 18th of September. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. I was going through the list of things listed under John's survival and tactical gear. I'd forgotten how extensive that list is. A lot of things are that you may not know even exist. You need to check that out. John's survival and tactical gear at my website, thelibertyman.com. Of course, we have Jim McCanny's water filters there just below the spinning globe. These are Jim's proprietary water filters that he has manufactured. And last but not least, the energy cleaner. This is my home business. If you place an order, I'm the guy that boxes them up and ships them. If you get a mattress pad, I'm the guy that reconfigures them and ships them also. I'm shipping two energy cleaners to Australia this morning. And picking up some more from Tom Burhill the next day or so. So if you want to get a great night's sleep, get yourself an energy cleaner. If you've got arthritis pain, yes, indeed, get yourself an energy cleaner. Joint pain, back pain, get yourself an energy cleaner. Only $285, shipping included, to American zip codes. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. Also, I take PayPal as well as MasterCard and Visa. If you need to spread out the payments, PayPal now takes payments. If you live in the United States, they do. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free order line 24 hours a day for energy cleaners and mattress pads. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jimmy Gensling with Desert Eagle Shooters. That's DesertEagleShooters.com. There's a link on my link page at thelibertyman.com. Well, Jimmy, I don't want to spend too much more time on this insurance thing. It's obviously something people need to look at and consider. I've worked a number of cases where if one gentleman in particular had insurance, it would have helped. It turned out his homeowner's insurance kicked in and took care of some very expensive legal fees, where he was shooting at three men that were attempting to steal his cattle, and had a good outcome. We won both the criminal case and the civil case, and it's a tough situation to be in, isn't it, Jimmy?
Oh, yes, sir. And that is another point there that you that came up in the discussions and everything, when to use it. And this guy was discussing it, another person behind him asked, you know, well, when can you and be justified? His daughter, the only thing that really saved her was that she had a GoPro, not a GoPro, but a dash cam in her car that had the audio on. And this guy attempted to carjack her and busted out the window on her car, tried to pull her out, and she got picked up by the police for brandishing, because when she pulled her handgun out from wherever it was, of course, the guy lets go and runs and then calls the police and tells them he was panhandling and she pulled up and pointed a gun at him.
Right, right. That was stupid on his part.
Oh. Yes. But, ladies and gentlemen, if you're protecting life, you can use deadly force. If they're stealing your stuff, you can't. That is my best understanding on it. That's pretty much correct, right, John?
You can use deadly force to protect human life, not to protect property.
Right. And
here's something where there's a nuance here that people need to know. And I, in my front of my class, I'll hold up a revolver and I'll point it at the wall and I say, "This is physical force." When I point the pistol at the wall and I squeeze the trigger, that's deadly force. Physical force, deadly force. Up to the moment you squeeze the trigger on that firearm, it's physical force. The moment you pull the trigger, it's deadly force.
Exactly.
And it's a huge, huge difference in terms of how the law views your actions.
Just research it a little bit, ladies and gentlemen. That's all I wanted to bring up, because what's going on in Johnstown and everything could very easily pop up in your own. The better you're prepared on it, the better things are going to turn out. Another thing at the gun show that we had a lot of interest in talking about was reloading. Several people thinking on getting into reloading and discussing things with them on that. Night vision was another biggie at this show. And then, of course, like I said earlier, the body armor. So this is one of those shows that it really covered the gamut with our customers and everything. And the folks that were at the show as far as interests and questions. And we got to discussing one point on it, black powder rifles and things, and I was listening to a gentleman in his 80s that World War II vet and end of World War II. He actually showed up in Europe just in time to come home. Good for him. But he was discussing that how when he was raised, even though they had all the centerfire weapons around and everything, his father and his grandfather always had a flintlock rifle around for the simple fact that the only thing that you needed was powder and ball, and you could make the powder if necessary or find somebody that did. So it was quite entertaining to listen to him talk, because just started discussing things, and we had a larger and larger crowd just kind of listening in.
Right.
So,
right. We got a caller here. We got Rick in Missouri. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Rick.
John, good morning,
today?
Jimmy. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to guess USPS being what it is, you do not have my money yet.
might be today, but the package is ready to
yeah.
go.
Yeah. Sure. All right, good. When I was young, I discovered we didn't have, you know, all of our toys were generally broken, you know, by February. So I saw in an encyclopedia how to make black powder, and I realized that all I had to do was walk a couple blocks to the pharmacy, and I could get everything I needed, except we didn't know what to do with charcoal, so we were grinding briquettes, which worked just fine. And one day I was over on the side of the house, and I was making some, and I was making it on a patio block, and I was using another patio block to smash to smash the stuff.
I see where this is going.
Yeah, and lo and behold, you know, I didn't have to light it. It just, you know, went off all by itself. And this tremendous white cloud came around the side of the house, went around the front of the house, and my father came flying out, and I thought I was going to get killed. And he said, looks like you got it right this time. I said, yes, sir. And then he took my patio block. I couldn't believe it. What I wanted to say, and I don't want to take that conversation backward. I'm just going to do it quick and get off of it. The situation here around St. Louis is interesting. Everybody from North County, which, you know, in my case would be Ferguson, Florissant, and all those areas, we're pretty much done with the subject of race. But, I mean, we're all just beat to death with that nonsense. But it is interesting to note that a couple days ago, these people were massing at the intersection of Highway 70 and Highway 79, which would be a highway between that goes from St. Louis to Kansas City, Missouri. And if you get outside of St. Louis a little bit and into the West County area, there's a highway that goes north, Highway 79, and it goes up toward Hannibal. I wouldn't say this is rural, but it certainly is the highway to the rural area. They were these Black Lives Matter types, and were massing at the intersection, which brings up the only point that I want to make about this, and that is that, you know, if you think for 1 minute, all you people out there in Radio Land, if you think for 1 minute our local African Americans are inventing these things, you've got another thing coming. This is being orchestrated by a group who is obviously looking to cause civil disturbance, because if you take your nonsense to these predominantly, these are areas where whites, if I'm allowed to use that term, ran after they were overrun and victimized in North County. They ran there, and they're a little touchy. And if you want to cause a problem by chasing them down, you are exacerbating an already touchy situation. So I think that's what they're doing, and somebody knows they're doing it. And so that's kind of all I wanted to say about that. Now, once we get through I'm just going to change the subject back a second, but once we get through this site situation, I still want to talk to you about the night vision. I know we brought that up, and I'm not finished with that at all. So anyway, interesting show. Once again, I've been recommending this to all my friends who enjoy the firearms thing, and I know that there's a bunch of guys right now that I know who like to dial in on Monday morning and listen to you guys. So I appreciate this format, by the way.
Okay.
Well, we wouldn't be anything without the callers and the listeners.
Would still be an interesting conversation, even if it was just coffee. But okay, well, thanks a million.
Okay, thank
all
you.
Right.
We appreciate the call.
Sure. All right. Okay.
Take care. I learned an interesting fact about St. Louis this morning on the news, John. I didn't know.
Really?
Up
what's
until,
that?
Until about I can't remember the exact number of years they said, but we'll just suffice to say that used to there were something like 25 or 30 of the Fortune 500 companies were based in St. Louis, and because of the way politics and crime and everything else goes, it's now down to something like 8 or 9. just packing up and leaving because they couldn't stand the, I guess, the politics and the crime both.
But, well, it's St. Louis, I don't want to get into a long discourse on the nuances of the metro St. Louis area, but I know that in the city itself, they've been run by Democrats for decades, corrupt Democrats, where frequently in many polling places, more ballots come out than people come in the door to vote. And I know this firsthand. They do. They got minimum wage laws that run business out of town, unions that run business out of town, right to work that runs businesses out of town. Very, in some ways, the city itself is very anti-business, and that's a great reason for a business to leave or decide not to go there in the first place.
Incredible.
But let's get back to firearms. I think that's why people were listening this morning, not to hear about the issues of St. Louis, Missouri. Let's talk a little about the proper cleaning and maintenance of these firearms and what products that we like to use. I got a couple I like to use. How about you?
Oh, yeah. Well, the one that we like to use, we wound up selling, and that was the Frog Lube. There are a lot of good cleaners and products out there, ladies and gentlemen. If you have a product that right now about, I'd guess, probably 80% of people, if you ask them what they use to clean their gun with, it would be Hoppe's Number 9.
Right.
And
right.
That has been the industry standard, my goodness, since before the turn of the century, I believe. And the interesting
story on it.
The
turn of the century was only 17 years ago.
Let's say early 1900s.
Okay.
I'm still living in the past, John. I haven't woke up yet.
Okay.
But the interesting story that I heard about the Number 9 was that the Hoppe's company was working on a government contract for a water displacing firearms and gun cleaning formula, decarbon, protect the metal and everything else, and this was the ninth formula of something like 25 that actually met all the specs for government.
Well, you know you're a real gun guy if you wear Hoppe's Number 9 as cologne.
Yes. And
that's right.
But now that's changing because if you carry Frog Lube and use Frog Lube and everything, then you smell like a York peppermint patty.
Uh-huh.
And that draws the ladies, you know, very quickly, just to find out where you're hiding the patty. But
well, there's two products I like to use. One is for deep cleaning. It's called JB, that's Juno Bravo, non-embedding bore cleaning compound. You don't use that all the time, but occasionally to get the bore really nice and clean. And then Sweets 762 solvent is another good cleaning product.
I haven't seen Sweets here in a long time.
And for general lubrication, my friend Sam Andrews, who builds rifles for the SWAT teams and various government agencies,
Mobile One,
0W30, automobile oil is what it is, synthetic oil, which a quart of that would probably last you decades, I'm sure, unless you're cleaning a lot of guns for other people.
Right.
So my grandson will be getting a quart of that along with his AR-15 for his 21st birthday here coming up.
Well, one thing about cleaning your guns, ladies and gentlemen, more so handguns than it is rifles, it's a good point whenever you're going through and cleaning your guns and everything to take a flashlight or a mirror to reflect light into your bore and look at the condition of the rifling and everything in it. And a lot of times, half to three-quarters to the end of the muzzle, you'll see streaking in there. And on handguns, well, if you're shooting cast bullets or just regular lead bullets in a rifle, you'll see the exact same thing.
Right.
That is lead deposits getting in your building up on your rifling and everything, and it truly does affect your accuracy and the performance of your gun. And so if everybody's got a pen and paper handy, if you're not, go get one, because after the next break, I'm going to give you Uncle Jimmy's and Desert Eagle's formula for cleaning lead out of your barrel, and it's done with household components and is very, very effective and is basically the exact same thing that you spend high dollar for in a bottle at the gun shop.
Okay, here's our break. We'll get that after the break. Hold on. We'll be right back.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Aaron Moore here on Monday, the 18th September, visiting with Jimmy Gensling with Desert Eagle Shooters. That's DesertEagleShooters.com. Well, Jimmy, you got a home recipe for getting the lead out. Let's hear about this.
Well, I've been using this ever since I was a kid. My dad taught it to my brother and myself. Two common home cleaners that you've got in your under your sink or something, maybe in the pantry. One is one is vinegar, and the other is ammonia. Now, you're going to take a plastic jug, bottle, whatever you're going to use, and mix 50-50. of ammonia and vinegar. So one cup of ammonia, one cup of vinegar in there will last you a long time. Keep it out of any sunlight. Whenever you mix this up, store it in a cool, dark place, mainly dark, because it will react to sunlight over time. Take and plug the muzzle end of your barrel, and there's a couple of different ways you can do that. You can drive a cork in there. You can take a lead bullet and tap it into the end. What you want to do is get something that will engage the rifling and the bore and seal it so that your deleading compound cannot come out. Then fabricate away. I've used books. I've used a bench vise with a rag wrapped around the gun or whatever. But position your barrel so that the chamber end of it is pointed up. And then very cautiously, you don't want to get this all over the gun, very cautiously use a funnel or whatever and trickle that into your bore until you fill it all the way up to the top. And then just watch it for a few minutes, make sure it's not going to dribble over on anything, and then let it work for about 30 minutes. When you go to look at it again, take a flashlight and shine on the top of the fluid, and you'll see this like a gray cloud on the top of it,
right. Some,
depending on how much lead you've got in your barrel. But that is the lead that it's removing down there. The ammonia and the vinegar both work together as acids, but it will dissolve lead. And you get that done, let it set for about 30 minutes, take the rifle or the pistol out, dump that off to the side. This is where John's Mobile One comes in handy. Have a rag with that saturated with it, and immediately wipe off any metal that this stuff has gotten on, because it will corrode it like crazy. And depending on the amount of leading, you may have to do this a couple of times. But what you want to look for is when you look at it after 30 minutes, no cloud on top. And if it's really bad, you can sit there and after the first application, pull the plug out of the end, run a copper brush back and forth through the bore a couple of times to loosen up anything else that's in there, put the plug back in and do it again. Handgun, sometimes you'll do this four or five times if you've never really deep scrubbed that barrel, and to get all of that lead out of it. Now, once you've done this and you've got all the lead out and you're cleaned up and it's ready to go back in the gun safe or whatever, take your Hoppy's number 9, your frog lube, your sweets, whatever it is that you use, and run a patch through there four or five times, a snug-fitting patch. Make sure you're not getting any residue or anything on the patch. Take and run the brush through it a couple of times just to make sure, and then patches again till it's dry. Then immediately, lightly oil the bore and the entire firearm, because when that vinegar and ammonia is working, it's actually putting off a gas. And that will work into the areas around the chamber, into the frame, and if you leave it setting on there, you're going to have a horrendous rust job on it.
Oh, yes.
So once you've gone through and you've gotten the lead out, thoroughly, thoroughly clean the gun and wipe it down with oil, inside, out, everywhere around it that you can get to.
Hold that thought, Jim. We got to top the hour break. We got to top the hour break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Let's get this man.